basketball teams. We're playing some Thursday games, including tomorrow night. So it'll be in Warrensburg to face Central Missouri. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And, Matt, we've got a lot to talk about since last coach's show we had. One or two things have happened since then.
One or two or several, and the great thing is it's all positive, or the bulk of it is positive, and that's awesome. Things have been going very well. You know, I know when you and I get around and we, you know, see different broadcasters that follow teams and stuff like that, there's a lot of jealousy for us because of the fun we get to have. And, of course, it's because of the hard work of the teams that we get to follow. Of course, a national championship with the football team down in Kansas City for a second straight year, becoming the winningest Division II team in terms of championships, winning that sixth title. So that was absolutely incredible to get down there and see another championship in Kansas City and beat North Alabama, you know, one of a few what you would call storied Division II programs. And, you know, it was it was interesting to me to see the North Alabama fans complaining about having to be this close to Northwest when it was their home field that hosted it for 25 years or so, for so long. And they won their three championships, of course, on their own home field.
A little ironic, too, that all the years in Northwest has gone down to play in the national championship game in Florence, that the only time they played North Alabama down there was in the semifinal round game, and in the championship games, they never made it to the championship when we were down there.
Yep, absolutely. It was Northwest had to make back-to-back trips down to Florence because that was the semifinal win, and then, of course, right back there a few days later with another flight down to Florence to get ready for the national championship game. So, yeah, that was that during that run of five straight appearances down there in the title game. And, you know, it was fun. It was neat. It was great having it down there. But I'll tell you what was really cool is, as tough as it was, the conditions of this last national championship game, it was great to see Northwest step up. And you knew whichever team scored first and kind of got a little bit of an edge, it was going to be a lot harder for the other team to change momentum in those conditions, because the conditions start to get to you a little bit more when you're behind and you know you got to work a little bit harder. And so when Northwest was able to get ahead, even though it took a while and all that scoring in the last minute of the first half there, but they were able to take that lead and I think really in the third quarter start to put doubt in North Alabama's mind. And then that's when you started to really see the weather, I think, start to affect the Lions, and Northwest was able to take advantage of that.
And since that game, a new head coach for the Bearcats.
Yeah, quite the whirlwind. And, you know, very interesting in the celebration after that game. It's not too often you see a head coach win a national championship, later that night resign to take another job, and then also introduce the next head coach all in one setting. It's very rare, but what I think that says is it speaks a lot to the program. It speaks a lot to the family atmosphere, to where the program is, the athletic department as a whole, that something like that can happen. And, you know, AD mentioned in his comments, he said, you know, one reason he was able to make the decision to go to Abilene Christian is because he knew the program would be in good hands with Rich Wright. And so that made it a little bit easier on him to make that decision. So, you know, that's the good uniqueness that we see in Bearcat athletics.
Well, and another important thing with Rich Wright taking over, and the entire staff remains at Northwest, and that group of coaches have been together so long, and they've really developed a heck of a program, and they know how to get things done, and the culture of the Bearcats, all that stays intact.
Yeah, and you know, that's another thing that speaks to Northwest's culture and what they do. When you look at all those full-timers staying, and really Coach Wright just has to basically hire an offensive line coach. That's what AD was taking care of. But you look down at that staff that AD has assembled, there's some Northwest flavor on that staff.
Oh, yeah.
Even though those full-timers didn't go, there was one GA, Ryan Gent, went with him. And then, of course, Josh Lamberson will be his offensive coordinator, former quarterback at Northwest, Nebraska Kearney head coach. And then Jordan Brown's going to be down there. He was at Northwest in 2009, or finished up in 2009. So there's still some Bearcat flavor, and I think people are realizing you kind of need some Bearcat flavor if you want to try to build success.
And while we've got all that going on, we also have a men's basketball team that remains number one in the nation.
Yeah, when that possibility came about the week before the poll came out that Northwest moved to number one, you knew they were going to move to number one, and it was I don't want to say it's a feeling of disbelief, but it's like, wow, can this really be happening? They earned the number one spot. The football team earned the national championship, but, you know, you think of little Maryville, Missouri here, and we've got programs that are having that kind of success. And, you know, there's so many other programs that, even though they're not number one in the nation or winning national championships, are having a lot of success, both on and off the field. So there are so many athletic programs to be proud of, but it's really neat to see on the national level people's eyes opening to Northwest Missouri State.
I know one thing I keep telling people that ask about the men's basketball team is you got to get out and see this team. It's a special group. Of course, Justin Pitts is getting a lot of notoriety with what he does out there, but that whole team, it's a special group, and if they haven't had a chance to see this team, they need to get out when they have a chance.
You know what I think is really neat about this team is we've seen teams in the recent past, they've always played good defense, but sometimes just don't score a ton of points. So we saw a close games. This team plays great defense, but they're able to score as well, and in different ways. Obviously, we've seen them hit a ton of three-pointers. You know, we saw Zach Schneider take over the career record in the MIAA for three-pointers made. Ryan Welty went on that streak of, 16 straight threes made. That was another record. But there was a game where they only hit three threes, but they still put, I think it was 88 points on the board, you know. So they're able to score in so many different ways and put points on the board while still playing great defense. I think that's something that this team has that's a level up from what we've seen from the good teams here in the recent past.
And there's one play last game, I think, against Pittsburgh State that I think just goes to show what they can do, especially Justin Pitts. A one-on-four fast break, and those four guys didn't have a chance.
No, all of them were spinning in different directions and weren't quite sure which way to go. And you know, between Justin and, you know, him going to the basket is always amazing, but, you know, finding guys cutting to the basket on backdoor cuts and some of that stuff is just absolutely tremendous. And how many times have you either thought or literally said, wow, watching this team offensively? And even defensively, a lot of times you don't get a lot of wow moments defensively, but they play so well defensively that I think we've even had a few of those this year as well.
Well, both the men and women in action tomorrow, as I mentioned, they'll be in Warrensburg to face Central Missouri, and two very good games coming up for the women. They had really an opportunity to defeat Central Missouri the first time around, and then you look at that matchup on the men's side, that'll be two good games tomorrow night.
Yeah, you know, the men won by a good margin in Maryville, but if you take a look at Central Missouri's men's team this year, they've played five games at home, and they're averaging 83 points a game, and they're 5-0 at home. If you look at, they've got two games that are neutral sites, and then six games that are away games, considered away games. In those eight games, away from the multi, they're averaging 63 points a game. So there's a huge difference, and so the toughest thing, I think, for the coaching staff for the men's team is to get across to their guys, hey, you cannot think anything about that game in Maryville, because this is going to be a totally different Mules team. They've got a big promotion going on down there to, you know, try and draw a big crowd, which they usually do, especially against Northwest. So hopefully our guys can kind of forget about that first game, because I don't think there's going to be a lot of similarities, to be honest with you. And then as far as the women's side goes, they're in a bit of a losing streak, but they've been battling injuries. There's a chance they could get Tanya Meyer back for tomorrow's game. Hopefully so. She's a multitasking type of presence that is hard to defend and really changes up the way defenses look at Northwest Missouri State. You know, you see her, the other players inside, Carly and Maria, do fine, but they're not quite as multidimensional, and that's what makes Tanya so much tougher when she's in the lineup. And I think we probably would have seen them. She's missed the last couple of games. I think there's probably a couple more wins in games she's missed if she would have been able to play. So hopefully she's healthy enough to go, if not tomorrow, sometime in the very near future.
Well, we've got right in the middle of basketball season. Indoor track is underway. We'll talk indoor track tonight. And also, the spring sports are getting started as well. Softball around the corner as well. And Ryan Anderson will be with us to talk softball. We'll also be talking with Scott Lorick with indoor track and field. And our student athletes tonight, Morgan McCormick and Lacey and Casey Lacey with us here on the show tonight as well. So this ought to be a heck of a program here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to just think about spring in any fashion, whether it's sport-wise or weather-wise, it's getting here. It'll be here before we know it.
All right. Again, the support for the KXCV, KRW Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the Stuner Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Stuner Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch and dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Stay tuned. We've got more coming up on the KXCV, KRW Bearcat Coaches Show, right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Jesse, Maggie Wilson, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audio Visual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
We're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW. And as we think spring, as you really want to do this time of year and with the cold weather that we have seen, we talk Northwest Missouri State softball. Ryan Anderson is entering his 11th season leading the Bearcat softball program. And Ryan, it seems like last year the program took a big step forward. The year before, you guys were right around 500. Last year, I think it was, what, 11-win improvement over the previous year. Do you guys feel like last year, in terms of the program as a whole, was an important year for softball?
Well, it's been such a long time since we haven't had severe injuries. And our pitchers were healthy, and key components to our team were healthy. And so we had a few injuries here and there, but things that we could easily overcome. So it was nice to have a healthy team. We haven't had it in a while.
And then talk about the makeup of this year's team. You know, you've got a lot of young players, but you've also got a lot of major contributors coming back from last year.
Yeah, we have really the whole infield back. We have two outfielders back. We lost two big pitchers. And so, you know, our defense is back behind us. Right now we're in that process of figuring out the pitching situations. We brought three new pitchers in this year, so we'll see how that goes and see where things line up, and hopefully we get it figured out soon.
One of the things I know we always talk about is the inability to get outside with the weather and that sort of thing, but it seems like those pitchers that you're talking about have been getting a lot of inside work done. You as a coach, as you try to determine which route you're going to go and with what they're doing on the inside work, how tough is it for you to make those evaluations inside?
You know, we try to do a lot of live in the fall just because we know that's our time to get outside. January, February are not good here. So we try to scrimmage and go live at bats all we can in the fall and try to see what people can do, put them in those situations during that short fall season, and hopefully that gives us a better idea leading into the spring.
What sort of things can you do right now? Of course, a lot of the area that you guys are able to use inside there is kind of below Bearcat Arena, somewhat limited space. But what sort of things can the team work on when the weather's too cold to get outside?
You know, we actually, the last few years, if it's 25 and above and we can get on the turf, we'll go on the turf. we went out there today and it was miserable. Luckily, the wind picked up to about 15 to 20 mile an hour, so we were supposed to be out there for about an hour and a half and got cut in half, and it was not pleasant out there. And then baseball was actually going out after us, so but we knew we had to be out there to get some realistic work on a real size field, and that's what you do when you play up north.
Do you find that if you do have to practice from time to time in those types of conditions, that when the warmer weather does come around, does it make the game easier, but obviously it makes it more fun? Does it kind of relax the players a little bit when you get into the weather that they're a little more used to?
If we get into even late February and we have a 45 to 50 degree day, it's hot.
Yeah.
You know, our first two weekends out, we have 9 o'clock, 9 a.m. games. Doesn't matter where you are in the country, that's cold.
Yeah.
So, we go out to the field at 7:30 in the morning and it's 22 degrees out on the field. And so you just hope it's not windy. And, by the time this actual spring gets here, it's beautiful.
And speaking of where you're at in the country, you're going to be familiar with a couple of places. You got to go basically the first month of the season, which starts a month from today. Today's the 11th, right?
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. So you're going to spend that first month away, which is nothing necessarily new, but a lot of games down in Bentonville, Arkansas to get the season started for you guys.
Yeah, it's an easy trip. I talked to the Monticello coach for a few years about putting another tournament together. And finally, this year, we got it going, and I think it's just a small tournament. I think there's only 8 or 10 teams in it, but the second tournament, it's the biggest NCAA tournament in the country. I think there's 38 teams in it.
Wow.
So, we see a lot of great competition, and it's all in region. So our first game out this year, we play the number one team in the region. And then the second weekend out, we play the number two team in the region our first game. So we have some very good games coming up right away, and knowing that they're not practicing inside at all, we got to be ready to go.
Is that something that you have to work with the players in terms of the mentality of it, and kind of they have to put that out of their mind that, yeah, maybe those teams have been outside? Is that something that you have to think about mentally?
Well, I try to get them to understand that the Arkansas, the Oklahoma, all these teams that we're going to play, they don't have to practice 25-degree temperature with 25-mile-an-hour wind, and they're outside in 45 at the coldest. And so knowing that, okay, we may make defensive mistakes, but play through it. Keep pressing, keep playing, because, if we give up a run, we still have to score anyway. So, keep swinging the bat, keep staying aggressive, and, that's, our focus is every time we step up to the plate. So, we have to know that the mistakes will come, because we don't get to practice outside every, we're in a situation this year where right now there's no snow on the field, but you still can't practice out there.
Yeah.
So, in a typical year, we have 6 inches of snow waiting on the field for us. So right now we're lucky. Hopefully we get some warm weather so we can get out there soon, but we can't expect to.
Obviously, you always go out on the field wanting to win ball games. But say in those first couple of weekends, as a coaching staff, are you guys kind of evaluating, looking at the game a little bit different than you might as you get into the season?
I think it used to be different, but the way the regional standings are anymore, they're important right away. And if we're playing the number one seed in the region, who they're going to be a top 12 team probably right away. So we have to be ready to play them immediately. So, you hope to have some evaluation time, but it helps this year, too, that catcher, first, second, third, short, two outfielders are all back. So, you're not in a situation where, well, let's see how she looks out there. We have a pretty good idea of position-wise what we're looking at.
And also, you talk about the competition level and needing to be ready right away, but you're playing a lot of games in those weekends. You're talking four games over a couple of days, whereas you talk about basketball a weekend, you might get two games. So
Yeah. You
also have to be ready, because you're getting a lot in a hurry that first month.
Yeah, that first weekend isn't too bad. It's on paper, we have four games. Second weekend, that's a rough weekend. Two games, two games, two games. And coming back that Monday, Tuesday, kids are sore. Pitchers are sore. So you try to milk them the whole week to try to get their strength back and try to get the soreness out. But it's a tough start to the season. Just all those games, especially pitching-wise, because, we can try to get them in the best shape that we can, but until you get into a game, you're not in game shape.
You guys, your home opener is the MIAA opener a month into the season. Having to spend that much time on the road to begin the season when you finally get home, and obviously those games are important, they're conference games, does it just make that much more exciting for the team to start conference play here in Maryville?
I think so. It's nice not to have to get on the bus and travel 4 to 5 hours someplace and to play a few games. It's nice to have somebody come to our place. It's tough to get anybody to come here in February, but, early March, they have to. So,
yeah.
You hope the team's ready to play at home, but realistically, they are, because they're tired of it too. Tired of staying in the hotels, just stay at home and relax at night and not have to travel.
All right, Ryan. Well, thanks for stopping by. Good luck this season.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
That is Ryan Anderson, again, the head softball coach at Northwest Missouri State, as their season gets underway a month from today on the road for quite some time, but they will get started next month. We're going to continue on here at Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville when we come back after this on the Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at Heinlein Home Furnishings.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Time now to turn our attention to indoor track and field as head coach Scott Lorick joins us. And, Scott, there's really not a season that you don't have something going on here, is there?
No, there isn't. The summer is pretty much it. Yep.
And the indoor season already underway. You had a meet before Christmas break, and another one coming up this weekend as well. And, Lincoln, first of all, just kind of talk about the early season and how things have gone for you.
Well, things have gone real well. Our December meet went real well out in Kearney, Nebraska. We had some people out in Pittsburgh State. And then, of course, we hit our nemesis of Christmas break, where all our kids, go home, and they've got a month of training in the snow or the, basements or whatever they can do. We've just been in school this week, and boom, here we are in our first meet up at Lincoln. So it's been a good week, but, it is a challenge, just seeing how they've come back from, that month of training on their own.
And obviously, this is a group of focused athletes that do a very good job on their own, too. But what are some of the things you tell them before they go on break, and some of the things you want them to make sure they come back in shape with? How do they go about that when they have to train on their own?
Well, one of the things is that is really the main purpose of our December meet, is to give them an opportunity to see kind of like the fruits of all their hard work throughout the fall. So, you know, that going well, which, you know, it did, that gives them some enthusiasm. You know, hey, I've already here, and, you know, I actually have an actual mark now. And, you know, hopefully build some enthusiasm to go in there and do that. But the main thing, really, is we're such creatures of routine, and that's where our bodies work best. So, you know, we try to really impress upon our kids to have a set training time every day and tell their families when they're going to train every day and make arrangements around that and really kind of try to establish that routine. It's not going to be the same as when they're in school and going to classes, but at least have a routine instead of something different each day. And also, if you just get into that kind of habit, yeah, it makes the whole break go better.
And I guess a little bit of victim of weather, too. You kind of depend upon the weather conditions just a little bit, although a lot of times you guys get out regardless of what's going on out there. But.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, our distance group is basically that group that's going to be outside regardless of what it is. And I think our other groups, our spinners and things, they have... I think the Christmas break training is probably more difficult for them because, you know, they're kind of used to, at least if the weather's really bad, they have an option. The distance runners know there's no option ever. So, but our other kids, you know, then they have, okay, I have to modify. And of course, the intensity of what they do is different as well. So it is actually more difficult to do it in climate weather.
I think we talked about this earlier, too, leading into the indoor season, but your distance runners have been competing in cross country and things throughout the fall, but the rest of the team, really, this is their first chance after practice, get in and compete a little bit here in the indoor season.
Yeah, and that's an exciting thing for us to, you know, from the coach's perspective as well, to really see a lot of our kids in a first, you know, real meet against college competition, and especially for our freshmen who are, you know, some of them are going to go through a little bit of shell shock of a college meet, but it's good. I think they'll make the adjustment well, and they'll learn a lot, and so will we.
And as far as this year's squad, just talk a little bit about the strengths that you see out of the group that you've got right now.
Well, as you mentioned, our distance squad on the men's side is real strong, and I think they'll definitely show that through the rest of the season. But then I think this year we're finally getting to the point where we're covering a lot of bases, so to speak. We're covering a lot of events pretty well. I think we've got some capable people almost in every event throughout our program. Our two guests here tonight, Kelsey Lacey and Morgan McCormick on our women's team. Morgan's already hit an NCAA provisional time in the 60 hurdles, and Kelsey's already hit a provisional in the pentathlon indoors. So, we're off to a real good start, and we're looking to, you know, obviously improvements out of a lot of people as we go.
When you look at some of the indoor events, a lot of the events are a little bit at a shorter distance than what they are when they go get ready for the outdoor season. What are there different ways to prepare for the indoor events when you go outside later in the spring?
Well, we try actually to do a lot of things outside anyway. So whenever, you know, we can, we do that. But like specifically, like say the 60 hurdles and the 60 dash, you're doing that indoors for, you know, obvious reasons. But then transitioning outdoors is sometimes tough because that long straightaway just looks a lot longer when you're used to just being inside a small indoor track. But there are things, but we basically train our kids for the outdoor season, even when we're indoors. So, I think our transitions are pretty good. It's more of a mental transition than anything else.
Again, you've got a meet coming up this weekend in Lincoln. Let's just talk about the competition you're up against and what are some things you're looking for out of your team this weekend.
Well, we're looking for people to compete well. I think in a lot of cases, we're looking for some good marks right off the bat. I think we've got some people that are definitely ready to go with good competition right away. But this meet is a good meet. It's a very good opening meet. And in certain events, it's going to be just extremely competitive and real tough. I think several of our distance people are ready to go. I think, one thing I will say about Morgan McCormick is here, she's the first athlete we've had who has qualified on her time to get a bye on the first round. So the hurdles are starting on Friday, and she doesn't have to compete. She gets a bye right to Saturday in the hurdles. And in my 13 years, we've never had someone be ranked in the top 8 overall to do that. But this meet's going to have a lot of Division I teams. I mean, Iowa State's going to be there, Oklahoma State, Kansas, of course, Nebraska. So there's just a lot of teams that, of all divisions.
I would imagine that's something that your athletes have to look forward to maybe compare themselves to the top athletes in all divisions this time of year.
You know, it is fun. And I think in our sport, you get to get to do that. We get to just see all that. And in some cases, it can be humbling, but in other cases, it's extremely encouraging.
What about the rest of the season indoor-wise? Let's talk about the meets down the line and some of the big things that you got coming up there.
Yeah, we'll go to Nebraska again late in the season. Of course, our conference indoor championships at the end of February will be down at Missouri Southern this year. But then in between, we're going to make two kind of longer trips. We're going to go up to Minnesota Mankato for a meet up there, and we're going to go to South Dakota State. They're a big 300-meter track up there. And those, especially South Dakota State meet, I would say, is probably a meet that we're pointing towards as far as the big meet before the conference meet that we can really have great competition and really go after good qualifying marks.
All right. Well, Scott, thanks a lot for being with us.
Hey, thank you very much.
That's Scott Lorick, the head track and field coach at Northwest Missouri State University. Again, we will continue to talk to track and field on the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show as Kelsey Lacey will be joining us along with Morgan McCormick as we'll be back and talk to those two about their season up to this point. That's coming up as the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show continues after this timeout.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. Right Bank is right at your fingertips, or at nvb.com, or at any of their 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prairie House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. We are broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Our first show back from the Christmas break. Talking indoor track and field right now as Kelsey Lacey and Morgan McCormick joining us. And girls, thanks for being with us here on the show.
Thanks for having us.
And both of you have had a lot of success so far in the indoor season. And first of all, Kelsey, let's just talk a little bit about the pentathlon. I think, 3,299 points in that pentathlon and provisionally qualifying for the NCAA meet right off the bat there.
Yeah, it was definitely a good start to the season, what I wanted to do in the first meet.
And what do you try to do as far as prepare for a pentathlon? Because obviously there's some more than one or two events you got to get ready for. How do you prepare for meets to be able to perform that well?
Meets like that, definitely just, especially the first one, you just go out and compete hard and have fun and see what happens, and I think that's what I did, and it turned out okay.
All right, and Morgan, good performance as well, already qualifying as well in the hurdles. Just talk a little bit about your strategy and things you try to do during the indoor season.
Well, for indoor, it's just mostly taking care of your body with shin splints and everything, and just doing your workouts over break helping, so just getting stronger and hopefully just going out and continuing that streak.
Hurdles is quite an event. I think I tried it briefly in junior high and maybe freshman year, and I think I still have scars from that as bad as I was at that. How did you get involved in doing the hurdles and some of the sprints here?
Well, in middle school, I started just because nobody else wanted to do it, so I wanted to be the only person doing it. So I talked with my coach, and he got me started, and it's just something that clicked for me. That just seemed really easy.
And, Kelsey, from the pentathlon standpoint, how did you get interested in wanting to do that event?
Well, I actually wasn't interested in it at all, but I came here as a hurdler, too, and Coach Lorick one day was just like, I think you should try this. And I was like, sure. And here we are.
And when you look at the besides the hurdles, what are some events that you feel like you're strong in there?
Definitely long jump and hurdles are definitely my two strongest events. The other ones definitely need some work, so that's what we're focusing on at these other meets like Lincoln here. So, yeah, long jump and hurdles, but definitely a lot of work on the other ones.
And, obviously, you're doing well being professionally qualifying already, but what are some of the areas you think that you might need to improve upon to maybe get that mark up a little higher to be sure that you're into the national tournament?
I definitely need to get my high jump a lot higher. I didn't high jump well at all at Kearney, so that really brought me down on points. And then shot definitely could go up a couple feet. And then 800 is just the 800. It's not very fun at all. So you just have to run it.
That's one of those kind of intermediate races. Not quite a sprint, not quite a distance to the deal. Does that make it really hard to train for that event?
Yeah. We honestly don't do much training for the ages. Kind of go out there and just run and compete and see what happens. And that's not fun, obviously, but we're always glad when it's over.
Just got to run and keep turning left till you get to the finish line, right?
Yep.
And Morgan, Scott was talking a little bit earlier about kind of a unique aspect of this weekend where you don't have to run in the prelims on Friday. How much are you looking forward to not having to be a part of that on Friday?
Well, it always eases your mind because there's always that thought of falling or not making it and having a bad race. So it just kind of eases your mind that you just get to skip that and go on to the next level.
And as far as the rest of the season for you, what do you want to try to do to continue to improve here during the indoor season?
Well, I really need to work on my block starts. That's something that I'm really weak at, and I think if I can get out with the rest of the heat, then I think that would help me with a quicker time.
And let's just talk to both of you about coming to Northwest. First of all, Kelsey coming from Abilene, Kansas. What brought you to the Northwest campus?
Actually, volleyball brought me here. I played volleyball here for a year and a half or so, and Coach Lark talked to me, and we started running track as well, and I did both, and then I kind of just transitioned into track after I had an injury. So volleyball did bring me here, but I'm with track now. So.
As far as academics, why are you studying here?
I actually graduated last April with my degree in public relations, a minor in sport management, and now I'm in grad school in the sports administration program here.
All right. And Morgan, let's talk about coming from Marceline, and what brought you to the Northwest campus?
Well, honestly, at first it was academics because the Northwest program has a strong ag program, and I'm majoring in agriculture business. And so I kind of chose my college first, and then I went and I got a letter from Coach Lorick, so I filled that out, and he contacted me about running track here. So I went ahead and visited and met the coaches and just fell in love with the place and them, and so here I am.
And doing well, it looks like so. All right, well, both of you, I want to appreciate you for being on the show here tonight. I appreciate you coming by, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
All right, again, we've been talking with Kelsey Lacey and Morgan McCormick from the Northwest Missouri State Track and Field Squad. We'll continue to talk Bearcat Athletics as the Athletic Director of Northwest Missouri State, Mel Churchman, is with us. And we'll talk to Mel about everything going on out at Northwest Missouri State right after this timeout as the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show continues right after this.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More information at 562-4657.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660 582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville, joined now by the athletic director, Northwest Missouri State, Mel Churchman. And, a lot of times when school goes on Christmas break, not much goes on, but the athletic department had a few things take place since the finals week.
Yeah, we were talking. I was sitting up there listening when you guys were talking first, and Carol said, there's been a little bit going on since the last time we had coaches show. I was getting kind of I needed to have wings again, so I'm glad we have coaches show. We finally got it back on. So, John, we've had a lot happening, but it's all been good, and we're excited about. Everything that's going on right now, you start with basketball and what our men are doing and being ranked number one and playing so well and I want them to keep that up. Big game tomorrow night. All the things with football, the national championship, a great coach that resigns or moves on, and another great coach that's taken over, and you can just go on without all that. So a lot happened, but like I said, it's all good.
Really thought it was neat heading into the championship game, and even the week before. It was kind of the worst best kept secret, that AD was probably going down to Abilene Christian. But to me, what I thought was interesting about the whole thing, because you obviously don't want something like that to be a distraction to the team and that sort of thing, but. And I know there were a few people that were probably asking players about it, but it never became a huge story like it could have been. It didn't become a distraction. And not only do you credit the team for that, but it just seems like the supporters of the team also didn't let it become a distraction.
Well, you know what, man? I appreciate you saying that because, we had, I think, three press conferences during that time. And, I know it was on the minds of people, but they were – very courteous and very aware of that, what it meant to our team, and they just left it lie. And we had talked. Obviously, I knew 2 or 3 weeks before that it probably was going to happen. But our whole thing between Coach Doral and myself and Dr. Jasinski, our conversations always circled back to what's best for the team. And nobody knew that better than Coach Doral did. And so basically we let him pretty much run the schedule the way he wanted to, and I think it really turned out extremely well. We even improvised on game day on the championship. The plan was he was going to wait until we got back home, and tell the kids in the locker room when we got back home. And after the game, after the press conference, he came in the coach's locker room and talked to the coaches, and he just said, he looked at me and he said, I really don't want to wait. I want to, this is going to be hard enough. I want to do it now. And said, that's your call. And it worked out great. And, and I think the fact that we were able to say to the players, we were able to say right away, Coach Wright's the guy. He's going to be your next head coach. That just kind of seemed to take care of it. We're disappointed. We've lost our coach, but it's all right now because we know Coach Wright's going to be here, and things aren't going to change, and that's what it's all about. So it really worked out well.
When you talk about athletic teams, injuries and things where it's the next man up on the football field or the basketball court or wherever, it's really kind of a similar situation here with the coaching staff. Next man up, or Rich is ready to take over?
Well, it's been that way. And so, I think, there was no doubt in my mind. Coach Doral was in a position where even last year there were some things that happened out there that he could have gone last year. He looked at it a little bit, and we talked about it. And, through my experience, and I just said, if that's what you want to do, then, when it comes the right time and when you feel it's right, then I'll do everything I can to help you. And, so that really, I think that really just made things go easier. And, I know when I got the call from the athletic director at Abilene Christian, he kind of apologized for calling. I said, look, I said, I want to help him, you know, and he called me again, and he said, you know, he said, this is a different deal. I don't quite, you know, you should be upset with us. And I said, no. I said, yeah. I said, we're disappointed we're losing a great coach, but I said, that's what he wants. And so, you know, for his career and for his goals, personal goals, that's the next step for him. And so that's the way I approached it. And I know that he and Coach Wright both appreciated the way we handled it.
We're always talking about family when it comes to Northwest Athletics, and I think that situation really showed that, because you don't see a guy win a national championship, the same day resign, and then introduce the next head coach all in one fell swoop. And that is such a unique situation that I think you can only have happen at Northwest Missouri State.
Well, I think more and more people are starting to realize that. What a special place this is. And, you know, the culture, that's a big word that a lot of people use, but it really is. We have developed a culture here, and it's not just in football. It's in all of our athletics, and it's not even just athletics. It's campus-wide. People care about each other here, and that's so important. You know, after the game, you know, the next week, talking like to our provost, to Dr. Lotte, you know, we didn't have one problem with any of our kids with semester tests. Not one. We didn't have to, you know, our philosophy on that is we tell the kids, you talk to your professor and make sure that you can get it rearranged, because there has to be a lot of rearranging, because not just for the Thursday and Friday, but for practices. And so we said, if you have a problem, then come back to us and come to Lori, and Lori will work with Dr. Walker, who is our faculty rep, and we'll get it worked out. We didn't have one person that even had to do that, and that says so much for the way everything worked out. And it's just that type of cooperation. It's that type of attitude that whatever's good, it's good for everybody, and that makes it perfect.
Well, when you talk about the culture, too, you see Adam move on, but the staff stays under Rich, so you keep that same culture. That group of coaches have been together for so long, they've kind of know exactly what needs to be done here, and things just keep on rolling because of that.
Well, yeah, and we were fortunate there. You know, we could have lost some coaches, and that makes it tougher. So I'm really thankful for that. You know, that's an individual thing with each of those coaches. But you know, there's a lot of great things here, and this is kind of neat. Our coaches are young, and they have young kids, and Maryville's a great place to raise a family, and I think that's a big factor, and the factor that they enjoy working here. They enjoy the relationships that they have, not just with football, but, you know, with all of our coaches. Our coaching staff, the basketball, volleyball, soccer, they all do things together, and they appreciate each other, and they support each other, and that you don't find that very often.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to put into words what's been built there over the last two decades, especially. You know, I know it's always been special, but it really is hard to describe to other people. I mean, we hear from other universities, yeah, we've got a family atmosphere. Yeah, we like it. But you just don't see it play out like you do here.
No, I really believe that. And, you know, it's interesting when you do have a coach come in, or when coaches come and visit, they kind of look and they say, is this real? You know, is this really the way it is? Do your coaches really support each other that much? And they do. And so there's no doubt that type of support provides us with more success. You know, I mean, that's just you build on that, and that's what really you know, I think we've seen it you know, with some of our other sports now, and we're seeing more success, and that's what my job, that's what I want to do. I want to see them all successful.
Well, you know, when you talk about family atmosphere, you couldn't I think a good way to look at that is after the basketball game Saturday. You look down, and all the coaches' kids are out playing on the basketball court, all the different coaches from different sports and everything, and all the kids are out there. They're all having a good time, and it truly, you talk about family atmosphere. That says it right there.
Yeah, we've got quite the crew there. There's some of them here tonight and having a good time, you know what I mean? But it makes it such a good thing, and I feel like all of our coaches really enjoy coming every day. It's not even like coming to work. It's just I felt that my whole coaching career. I never felt like I was going to work. So that's really a great feeling, and it's a credit. I think it's a credit to them, to our coaches, and how they express that care to each other, and how they really do sincerely care about each other.
How big of a role is the community, the size of the community, the way the community embraces the Bearcats and the university? How big of a role is that in all of this?
I think that's huge. Everybody accepts it, and our community just embraces the athletic department, you know. And it's not, again, it's not just football. It's all of our sports, you know. I was, you know, here we play New Year's Eve. I thought there'd be 50 people here, and we had 500 or 600 people there, yeah. You know. And so I think that the support, and not just the athletic support, but just the fact that when you walk around in this community, people know who you are, they're friendly, they care about you, and those types of things, just that they build that relationship even, it makes it stronger and deeper.
Again, we were talking with Athletic Director at Northwest Missouri State, Mel Churchwell, on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll be back and talk with Mel some more right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. Right Bank is right at your fingertips, or at nvb.com, or at any of their 8 locations.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville, and with us is the Athletic Director, Northwest Missouri State, Mel Churchma. And Mel, we talked a little bit at this outset, too, just how special this is that you've got the number one football team in the nation and right now number one basketball team, and that's just something that you just don't see.
No, and I hope we see it at the end of the year.
Yeah.
I don't like to talk about it too much. I don't want to put the pressure on Ben, although he doesn't mind it. They do a great job of handling that. But, man, I just watching our team last week, you know, against Missouri Southern, that was a clinic. The way we passed the ball, and, you know, we're missing one of our starters, and, Xavier comes in, and what's he had, two double doubles in three games, and I mean, what a great bench to have like that. And so it's really a lot of fun, and hopefully we can just keep it rolling.
You know, a lot of people think dunks and long three-point shots are, you know, the exciting part of the game, but it seems like this basketball team does so many of the little things so well and makes it look so easy. They're making more of the game fun to watch.
They really are. You know, it starts with defense. You know, they come out and just about every game that I've seen, I haven't missed a few on the road, but they come out and they just play such tough defense. And most teams aren't ready for that. They're not used to that. They don't have teams that pressure them like we do. And that gets us started. And then, you know, watching the game with Missouri Southern, they were going to overplay everything. And we had that figured out going in, and we had more back doors. But it was good to see how we executed that. To me, I always feel every time we call a timeout, if there's a little bit of a run, I know one thing: we're going to get a layup after that timeout. I'm not sure who's going to get it, and it'll vary, you know. But Ben does a great job. Ben and Austin do of getting everybody going, and so you know, we have to stay healthy, but we're getting healthy again. I talked to Andy this afternoon. The team's gone, but felt like everybody was pretty healthy. I don't know, if Anthony's quite ready yet or not, but he's getting real close, and so hopefully we've got those things out of the way and we can keep rolling.
And you look on the women's side, looks like they're just so close to getting something turned there in some of these games here. They got into the conference season, so I still think there's some good things ahead for the women.
There's no doubt about that, John. And it's tough for Buck because, you want to win. But he was in a situation where we've got such a good recruiting class coming in next year, but we've got six of them coming in, so that's a huge commitment. So there wasn't much chance, and there really wasn't a lot of leeway to bring in any different players this year. And, you know, the way our kids played toward the end of last year, they improved, and they're improved now. And the thing that I like, we're playing hard. We're still not there yet, but we're getting a really good effort all the time. And I see the same thing that I was talking about the men. I'm starting to see with the women more and more defense. We're getting more aggressive on defense, and I know that that's what Buck wants. And as we grow, this team's going to get better this year. And, I think the future's bright there.
Something we saw as the season went on last year, and this year, when the team's full strength, you know, they've had some injuries and stuff. When the team is full strength, especially the confidence level, it looks like they're having more fun playing basketball. And, you know, that goes to probably why you're getting more effort and that sort of thing. But it just looks like the confidence higher. The fun level is a little bit higher when the team is full strength.
Right. And they handle adversity a lot better. You know, in the past, we've seen them, you know, you make a few mistakes and the heads hang and we're in deep trouble. Every game we've been in. I wasn't here Saturday for the Pittsburgh State game, but was a little bigger margin. But otherwise, and Pitt's got a great team,
yeah.
So there's no doubt about that. But and the big thing is we've been playing shorthanded, and hopefully we'll get everybody healthy on that side too, and be able to put some wins together here pretty soon.
All right, well, Mel, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks, John. Matt.
That's the athletic director of Northwest Missouri State, Mel Churchma. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXEV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering automatic entrances, electronic security systems, as well as service and repair locking, hinging, and closer hardware. More at 582-3131 or in store at 5th and Buchanan or at MarylandGlassandLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health, St. Francis Hospital, Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services, offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we wrap things up for this edition. Coming up this weekend, a couple road trips. First of all, the Bearcat men's and women's basketball teams in Warrensburg tomorrow night to face Central Missouri, and then down to Bolivar on Saturday with Southwest Baptist. And I guess, Matt, it's only fitting. It seems like every time we go down to Bolivar, we got a major storm coming in for some reason.
We have a call in to borrow Santa's sleigh since he's done with it for a while, because we may need it to travel this weekend. But the good thing is the team will be able to get down there because they'll just stay down that direction and be safe. But hopefully anybody that gets a chance to get down is just travel safe this weekend.
And ought to be good matchups both tomorrow night and on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, I really think so. I think we've got a chance at having two very entertaining ball games, really both of those days, just depending on how teams play, who comes back, who's hurt, that sort of thing. But I think there's a very good chance of seeing some good basketball here this weekend.
And again, tomorrow night you can follow all the action of Bearcat basketball on KXCVKRNW. We'll have the women's game beginning at 5:10 with our pregame before the 5:30 tip-off. The men will follow at 7:30. Thanks, everyone, involved with our coaches show tonight from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. We'll be back here again next Wednesday night for another edition. For Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and so long from Carson's.